producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fadden, Doug Steffen coming along. If you go on over to DougSteffen.com, that's STEPHAN.com, you will see today's Doug's Daily Poll in the upper right-hand corner, right under the Super Beats ad. And today's question is, are you on the FBI side or Apple's when it comes to giving the government a backdoor into your iPhone and access to all of your information? And your choices are the FBI, I side with them. Apple?
Really?
No, I don't side with them. It's just like, I side with Apple. I'm not sure. I don't care if you choose that one when you really need to have a conversation here. And I don't know what this is all about. Likewise, you should really find out because it's important.
All right, we have 7 and actually 8 FBI. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The poll yesterday reflected on something that I think we ought to spend a few moments on. This has to do, I suppose, in part with some of the things I've mentioned several times on the air. Michael Moore's movie, What Country Are Going to Invade? Are We Going to Invade Next? Which is a slice of America getting involved in politics and internal affairs of countries all around the world. And it touts how great things are in France and in Spain and in Norway and in Italy, where people get six
all those countries
year off
that are broke.
And another 6 feet. Yeah, right. Okay.
Right.
So one of the focus points here, though, of the movie is sick leave, people who have issues that cannot be resolved quickly when it comes to their health and well-being. And so as a result of that, we were talking yesterday about sick leave, and the question came up actually on the poll, how much sick leave do you get every year? 31% said a week, 30% said as much as I need, as long as I don't abuse it, 19% said none, 13% said a few days, 6% said 2 weeks, so that's sick leave. And then we had sick a lot leave. Of people commenting on this, facebook.com/good day, Twitter good day, social media. Robin says, I get 24 hours because it's the new state laws of last year in California. Before that, it was zero. Susan writes on sick leave, I think if you're really sick, you should get the time off. Things happen. Life is unpredictable. I say a job should have 10 days a year. Really? Obviously, Susan's never run her own company. Let's see. Kay says, all I need, really, a good job. Sick days are paid, but I don't abuse it. Oh, she says, how much sick leave do you get? She says, all I need, I don't abuse it. Okay. Cecilia says, none. I work from home. I have a child. Let's see. Steve says, 6 days, but it comes out of our vacation time. Kind of a messed up system. Lori says, I'm a waitress. I don't get any. Add that to tipped employee minimum wages of $4.80 an hour, and you see where I am. Well, Lori, you can always make a decision to go do something else, right? Shayla says 80 hours in her company. Some people abuse, others don't take it. I wonder if it's incremental. Some companies, I think it's incremental.
Yeah.
It adds up year after year.
It adds up day after day.
But sometimes you have to take it within that year, though.
That year.
You get so many hours. Most people, the way they do it now is you get so many hours for every day you work.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Vacation and sick leave.
Right. Yeah. Keith says, I don't get any. I'm self-employed. Hello. Welcome to our world.
Hello.
Bob, 4 days, never use it. Leaf says, I get up to $220. Yeah. Never use 4 days sick pay. Leaf gets 220 hours. How does that? That breaks down to like 5 weeks, doesn't it? 5.5 weeks.
Very bad.
4 weeks.
But
huh?
You divide it by eight? They're figuring out an eight-hour day. Is that how they're looking at it?
Yes.
Yeah, or a 40-hour work week. John says 4 days personal leave a year. Megan says 3 weeks plus vacation days. John doesn't get any. Dylan has 5 days. Don has 104 hours annually. I'd never heard of it being measured in terms of hours before.
Yeah, we here are just at the network are just switching over to a new payroll system. Whereas before, you just got a flat amount of days, and now it is accrued. Each day you work, you accrue more hours, both on vacation and sick leave.
Oh, okay. So that's a good thing.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
How many of you are worried about North Korea today? There are many headlines screaming, North Korea planning a terrorist attack on South Korea. The National Intelligence Service there says that Kim Jong-un himself gave the order to make preparations to invade South Korea. Why don't we just send over the same guys that took care of Osama bin Laden and bump this weird little rat off? Everybody gets themselves all worked up about they got F-22s flying over South Korea from America. We're involved in some other thing there. The South Koreans say, well, if that happens, we'll go get them. Yeah, of course they're going to go get them. What do you think? 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples' tech services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. Mm-hmm. And they're only $2.99. Take it.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
16 past the hour. February is Heart Health Month. Roberta knows that.
Oh, yeah.
She knows that.
Yep.
You know that. Cardiovascular issues affect a majority of men and women in America after the age of 50. And so as you talk about your heart health and think about it, you consult with your cardiologist. Everybody, by the way, should have a heart doctor. I have my own. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is my guy. And I would send anybody to him because I trust him. When it comes to this sort of thing, the guy really knows his stuff. And he's recommended that all of you consider using Superbeets. Superbeets, the all-natural dietary nitrate sourced from non-GMO beets. And every day in the news, we hear more and more about Monsanto getting themselves involved in this, that, or the other thing, whether it's the mosquitoes or the corn or the GMO food all around the world. And we know it's not good. We just know instinctively it's not good for us. So you don't want to have beets that come from any GMO sources. These are all natural beets that are grown specifically by farmers to be used by super beets. They cook them, they dry them, they make a powder out of it. So you take a teaspoon of the super beets powder, you put it in a 4-ounce glass of water, you drink it in the afternoon, and you get that energy because the nitrates in super beets open up your veins and arteries, get in the blood.
And it's fast.
Your brain.
Yesterday I was dragging. And really? I went and got my super beets. Yeah, because I was producing a TV show, and it was 4 or 5 o'clock, I just hit a wall.
Still there.
Yeah. And so I had to go get my super beets, and boom, 10 minutes later, I'm
hit
fine.
Those walls.
Rock and roll.
Yep, you'll feel the energy, the stamina, take a few minutes. No other superfood formula guarantees that. Keeps your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. It's just good all the way around. Just healthy, healthy, healthy. So, this is a guaranteed product. Try it for National Heart Health Month. If you don't feel the results, you don't have to pay for it. Get your money back. Super Beets. Make it work for your body. 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com, order it there, read about it. But if you talk to somebody who's actually at the company, maybe that'll help answer some of your questions that I can't answer in 60 seconds. 800-655-4183. Order Super Beets. Order the Neo 40 capsules, which is the same thing as a teaspoon of super beets, only it's granulated. Stick in your mouth, on your tongue. It dissolves instantly and is absorbed into your system. Great wake-up for you every day instead of a cup of coffee or something else that's artificial like the monster drinks. Do good things for your body. Use the Super Beet products, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeets.com. All right. Congratulations to listeners, to our affiliate WMEL, winners of the Powerball jackpot, the Powerball ticket, $327 million. They have modest goals, so they say. Here are Maureen Smith and David Kaltschmidt, who won.
Vanessa Hutchins, probably more famous for High School Musical. She was just...
That doesn't seem like the right
wrong
one.
Button there, sorry.
First of all, I had picked the numbers. They are numbers that I played for years, but I very rarely play. And I played and I went to bed, and the next morning when Dave got up...
Yeah, I went to go to work, and it was like 6 a.m., and you know, we had just had a Saturday drawing before, and she had circled all the winners on that one. And when I woke up Wednesday, there were no circles on it. Oddly enough, I checked the ticket, and everything matched up. So I said, she's messing with me. She really is. In the last week, we brought the family in.
Not even your own children or relatives knew?
Correct.
How hard was that to keep a secret?
That was hard. Really hard. Especially when everyone was saying, you know, you're from Melbourne Beach. Did you win? Do you know who won? And they said, no.
When I went to my friends for CPA, you know, I needed a CPA. I file short form normally, so I had to start soliciting help. And that's a very weird conversation because it spirals into, did you win the Powerball? You know, and it's not something you want to divulge right away. And we're still going to live the same lives, basically. I mean, my truck's about to fall apart, so I didn't need a vehicle.
But he will retire, and that's what he really wanted to do.
So she's 70, he's 55. And she picked the numbers. Good for her. They came. I'm sure you can't tell by listening to them, Roberta. They came from Long Island. They moved down to Vero Beach in 1990.
You say she's 70?
Melbourne Beach. Yes. He's lost 10 pounds since winning. He says he's had a lot of sleepless nights, as a lot of people do. They get all that kind of dough.
Why would they come out?
Congratulations to them. Maureen and David. I wouldn't have come out.
Nah.
21 after on Good Day.
You wouldn't even know.
Thank you. Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a review of some of the number one songs in the wheelhouse of our listenership. Number one this week, 1985 is the year for Wham's Careless Whisper. How many remember this song?
Right, I can tell you exactly where I was.
Where?
Patton's in Georgetown. This was the big song that played like at 2 a.m. in Georgetown. After you'd been there all night, you finally strike up a conversation with somebody, and you're chatting for a little while.
2 a.m.?
Yeah. Lights are getting ready to come on to the bar. You're getting ready to have to leave. They play the slow song, and you finally get up in there and you want to go out and dance?
Sweet.
I'm telling you, this song is a time capsule.
Really? You get a little history of Richie's life.
That's the way it works.
You never experienced that, did you?
No.
All right, number one this week in 1986, moving up a year, Whitney Houston. Let's hear it pop song. She had it. Obvious if you got a clue. So let's see, that was number one this week, 1986. 1987, let's move to that. Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Another good pop song. Reviewing some number one songs from the history of all of our lives. John Bon Jovi, New Jersey, right? Is he another Jerseyite?
Like, yep. Absolutely, yeah. Yep,
that's Roberta hates them, though.
Really?
They sound like she likes them because they're from New Jersey, but...
Yeah.
He wishes he was Bruce.
Uh-huh.
Right. Real Bruce fans don't like Bon Jovi.
Yeah. How about Chris Christie? Who's he voting for?
Oh, no.
Christie likes Bruce. Bruce can't stand him.
Right.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well,
remember Bruce the video of Christie up in the booth at the Bruce show, singing and going crazy with his jeans on?
Yeah.
Extra large. Okay, let's see. Next, 1988, number one song this week was by Exposé. Wow, yeah. Herman Group.
Jennifer's going to be upset with us on the next four songs.
Oh?
We won't have time for all of them.
I know.
The first song, though, in this list, there are two Paula Abdul songs in a row, one from 1989, one from 1990. Number one this week in 89 was Straight Up.
She's still adorable.
Paula?
Yeah.
What's she doing? She's showing
her. She's judging on that So You Think You Can Dance show.
Oh, okay. All right, so then we fast forward a year ahead, 1989 is Straight Up. Same week, 1990, another Paula Abdul song with a wild pair, this time called Opposites Attract.
This is a cartoon video, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, where she's dancing with like a wolf or a cartoon wolf or something.
Who would have thought we could be lovers? Who would have thought it? She makes the bed and he feels the. All right, so there's a quick review of some good songs. This is the portion of the hour where we check in on musical items, and that's why you have heard what you've heard in the last 4 or 5 minutes. 28 after on Good Day. And he's always
broke. Are you living with pain but concerned about the side effects of drugs? I was until I started taking 1 hour pain relief. And here's Lisa, a brave Marine who was seriously injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, and knee pain. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief. Now I'm pain-free without the dangerous side effects.
1 hour pain relief is an all-natural extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
It's safe and effective without the chemicals found in drugs. And your all-day relief starts in less than 1 hour.
Get a free one-week trial for just a small shipping charge with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-1062 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. If you suffer from pain but worry about side effects, call 800-300-1062. Stop living with pain. Call 800-300-1062 or visit onehourpainrelief.com.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion so you don't have to miss out. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. And now, you can save $200 instantly when you get the Samsung Galaxy Note 5 or Galaxy S6 and trade in your working smartphone. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. So why wouldn't you switch today? This special offer is available for a limited time only. So hurry in. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com to learn more.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen and MP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credits. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Limit one per line. Restrictions apply.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it.
Now, 33 after the hour now, the Good Day program with my friends. I'm Doug Steffen. Friends include Roberta Fasanelli, who's doing the hip-hop job here today.
That's right.
And Rich McFadden is at
the controls.
She is funky. She's a funky monkey.
Who's funky? I'm funky.
You're funky.
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 So you'll be happy to hear that your tax dollars are serving you well because the United States Army has developed a pizza that can last for 3 years.
Really? Oh, oh, wonderful.
Out McDonald's.
Yeah.
The challenge to McDonald's in terms of how long you can keep a piece of food around. On the lookout, as they are, for ways to give soldiers a piece of home. You're stationed thousands of miles away. You'll be happy to know you can get a slice of American pizza with American cheese in the military now. This special army pie lasts 3 years, even in the harshest of conditions. This was developed next to me, the Natick Laboratories in Framingham, Massachusetts, in Natick, next to Framingham. I developed this. They do all that kind of work there. They've assembled and baked a piece of pizza, put it all together. The food technologist who came up with this is Lauren Olstick. Biggest challenge, she said, was in figuring out how to stop bacteria from growing on the pizza dough and the sauce. They also had to take care of mold, which would normally happen. So why don't they just go to McDonald's? I don't understand why we spend all of our money.
It just makes that taste well. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Was there anybody who tasted that stuff from McDonald's?
No, they didn't eat it. They just had it out on their thing.
Check this
as
out.
The pizza is rolling along, so it's high, high, ho. We got plastic pizza dough.
Go down the throat, it will go. Now we have a new pizza.
As the pizza's rolling along.
Bung, bung. All right, from the food desk.
Entertain myself for 60 seconds. Thank you.
Very nice. I'm glad you're in dinner. Okay, so there's a report today about Parmesan cheese.
Ooh. Oh.
May contain some ingredients that you might find disconcerting, Roberta.
Uh-huh.
There's a, and I don't know why anybody decided to do this. This sounds like a job for Jennifer in her What's Cooking segment. The grated cheese has been tested for cellulose, apparently revealing all of the cheeses that were tested contained an additive made of wood pulp.
Oh, good.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'll just go chew on a tree. I'll go chew on a tree somewhere. Yeah.
You want me?
Excuse me, Phil. Would you like some shredded cheese on your pasta? Some shredded wood bark maybe?
Oh, goodness. So,
by the way, you'll be surprised to hear that this is Walmart's greatest value in their 100% grated Parmesan cheese. They only found 7% of it to be cheese. The rest of it, the rest of it is all chock full of. Let's see here. This is not fair. Just to look at the Walmart cheese. Kraft cheese only has 3% cheese in it. Let's see here. Osco store's home brand had 8% cheese in it. Let's see, what else have they got in here? Oh, they all said cellulose is safe. It's good. Well, no, they didn't go so far as to say it was good
well,
for you.
Well, they're allowed to have 2 to 40% of cellulose filler
right.
in it.
Yeah.
And they found that
why?
All
who determined that?
Cheeses,
the federal government, the FDA, says, hey,
safe,
okay.
Brother. Come on, man. Right. Government's keeping you safe. Don't want you to eat too much wood pulp. So, and it looks like all of the Parmesan cheeses have anywhere from 7 to 8 to 9% wood pulp in it. And the wood pulp is actually, it's a cellulose, which is a plant cell wall, and it's made up of oxygen, hydrogen, and carbon. That's a big deal, right?
Hmm. Well, it's natural. Wood is natural. Right?
Yeah.
No problem.
Remember we had
this
story a few years ago with
Taco
Bell
and
their
meat? Beaver, I suppose.
Right. Well, Woody Woodchuck here.
Hey, man,
Woody,
Woody wants a shredded maple on top of your pasta there, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oof.
Yeah. All right, so who's excited about eating? Where can you get really good cheese?
You know, the Italians
know how to get really good cheese.
You buy the Parmesan cheese and you shred it yourself.
And you don't buy it yourself.
You don't buy the pre-shredded stuff in the plastic things with the holes on top.
I never buy pre-shredded cheese. Though if you go to some of the real Italian places, I mean, they shred their own cheese and they put it into little tubs for you.
What did your big father do in his restaurant?
We would buy the huge wheels of cheese, you know, the whole wheel. The big thing, you know, it's about, 18 inches across. And
really?
we would make our own cheese, absolutely.
And Roberta would always blame the smell on the cheese. It was never
her. Cheese, it's the cheese.
Yeah.
It's not my
really?
Other arms, no, it's the cheese. Well, Larry, the cheese.
Yeah, well, all right, so I want to, as we dig our way through these sorts of things, there are a lot of bits and pieces. I just said something about the FDA that I want to sort of underscore here. There are a lot of people who think that my bread and butter is conspiratorial stuff. I'm thinking out loud, however, because in this circumstance, it's so obvious what's going on in the government, the number of people that are in the government. Never mind Obama promising in 2007 to label GMOs. How's that working for you? Yeah, exactly.
That didn't happen.
Thank you very much. No, it hasn't happened under the circumstances. So what about the fellow who's running the FDA at the moment? Do you know what his former job was? Guy who's
now chairman of the FDA. From government jobs to private industry jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. This guy was the former vice president of Monsanto. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So who sits on the Supreme Court that used to be the chief lawyer for Monsanto?
Who?
Anybody want to know?
Guess. Who?
Take a guess. Clarence Thomas.
Scalia.
Okay.
And who is the number one lobbyist in Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign?
Tell me.
I don't know, Doug.
Tell me.
Another vice president for Monsanto. Right? These people are insidious. They are in everything, everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's just incredible how people are just, they don't get it. and the corruption that comes as a result of this, if we would just dig around a little bit more and see a little bit more, this you can go to, there's a website called People Over Politics that you can see. And so we have fun with things like the Parmesan cheese and how much wood is in it. But all of these things come about as a result of regulators and regulations. And the regulators and regulations come from people who are directly connected. Now, I'm not saying Monsanto's connected to the Parmesan cheese, but certainly ADM and Cargill are connected in Dow, all the big farm conglomerates. And as you know, this is something that is very right. close to my heart. And you see all of these things, and you just you wonder, how have we allowed this? What has happened?
Well, I'll tell you
everything
how
to get so
this.
Corrupt.
And I said this yesterday, Doug, and I think you've made me see this over the years. When the few feed the many, this is what it becomes. When the few feed the many, they make it a factory process, and the factory grows and grows, and it gets cheaper, and it gets less healthy, and the whole thing. So it needs to break down again to where the many are feeding the many.
Okay, so that means we have to encourage farming. Here's an item. Richie, you live in Virginia, so this will really strike at your heart. This month, the Virginia House Agriculture Subcommittee killed an amendment to the Virginia Food Freedom Act, House Bill 619. They tabled a bill that would have changed Virginia's new food law to allow the sale direct to consumers of baked goods like pumpkin pie or any of those other things that come when you go into a farm. And they have the little, I had this on my farm, in the farm store. We had a refrigerator and it had homemade pies and cakes and cookies and all that sort of thing. Well, this, under the circumstances, you'd think this would be just, okay, rubber stamp because it happens on all the farms. Nope. So the thing that twisted it and turned it around, it was approved on its first reading unanimously. The subcommittee said, yep, we're going to do this. Well, after the FDA found out about it, because they have somebody in the legal department, the FDA, reviews all the state statutes when it comes to food before they are enacted. And if they want to have something to say about it, then they look at it and they go to the state and they say, wait a minute, you can't do this. So instead of the state of Virginia being able to do what it wanted to do, they were overridden by the FDA, which after finding out about this this bill, HB 619, which would have changed the food code and regulating foods at retail, that's what Virginia regulations and all the other state regulations. Same thing happening in Wyoming, by the way, and Vermont. Because of the retail standards criteria designed and set by the FDA to, quote unquote, help regulators administer safe food code. Now, I just told you who's running the FDA, the former vice president of Monsanto. All right. So what's the question here? Would the passage of this bill violate the terms of the federal involvement in what you do in Virginia? Or does this get in the way of home rule? And by the way, this all is under the guise of the Food Safety Modernization Act that was passed last year that gives the FDA power to build all the national safety food standards. This is just like core curriculum. It's the same damn thing. It will,
this is down
except
at the
it'll put all the family
level.
Farmers.
So
say again?
This is down at the lowest level. So you have your grocery stores, and then you have your farmers markets. That's all still good.
And
then down
at
the lower, let's say Betty down at the end of the street makes pies and wants to sell them to her neighbors.
Yeah.
This is
no,
that.
You can't do that.
This was going to say, the Food Freedom Act was going to say, hey, listen, as long as there's a label on there that says Betty made these pies and you sell it, you're good. And they didn't let that pass. So now she can Betty cannot sell her pies.
Betty can't sell you a pie. She can give you a pie.
Unless she opens
but
a
she
store.
Can't sell you a pie.
Right. Unless she opens an official store.
And then
store.
Goes through all of the local Board of Health regulations.
My neighbor converted her garage into a bakery. And she cooks wedding cakes, pies, cupcakes, all that stuff. High-end stuff. Right in her garage and runs it's a big business that she runs right out of her garage. Drives
well,
a brand
people
new
love
BMW
that stuff because it's fresh.
Yeah, she does
that
a great job.
That was fresh.
But she had to open a full-scale business. This was to kind of let people just, you know, I'm going to make some pies and sell them around the neighborhood.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. But I'll tell you, on our neighborhood Facebook page, just the other day, we had a big, long conversation about CSAs. And the you know, buying boxes of food from the farms each week. And
right.
We've got a couple of deliveries a week coming into our neighborhood from a couple of different CSAs. So anybody
can
sign up.
Are you doing natural stuff, or are you doing conventional stuff?
I think it's conventional.
Veggies and, okay.
Yeah,
so here's,
you don't get to control what you get each week, and this is the thing I'm not crazy about.
There's a website called Collective Evolution. Go there, Richie, and look at the difference between a conventional strawberry and what's in it. There's an analysis done of an organic strawberry and a conventional strawberry as to what's in it. And you can figure out on your own why there are various things that are in there. Mostly it's the sprays that come from the fertilizers that are used on conventional fruits and vegetables. And all these come from these big Dow chemical, DuPont chemical. But it's just amazing. The conventional strawberry has a list of things in it according to the test with Longerarm. What does the organic strawberry have in it? A strawberry. What a concept!
A strawberry!
Wow.
I see it?
A picture of a watermelon. This is what a watermelon looked like before we domesticated it.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Right. It doesn't look anything like what you...
No, not at all.
No,
the perfection.
This is what a banana looked like 10,000 years ago. Nothing like what you're used to eating.
Food for thought, literally, on Good Day at 48 past the hour.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99. Bacon.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo and No Barriers Warriors are teaming up for the third consecutive year to empower veterans through the Warriors to Summits Expedition Series. One of many experiences No Barriers Warriors offers veterans with disabilities to help them overcome obstacles and unleash their full potential. Selected veterans will embark on grueling expeditions to Wyoming, New Hampshire, and Colorado. Through these transformative journeys, participants will push their boundaries while reflecting on their past, recognizing where they are now, and developing a vision for their future. This mental and physical challenge will help veterans make a significant change in their lives. John Toth, Director for No Barriers Warriors.
We're excited to offer three expeditions in 2016 and help transform even more veterans' lives.
To apply for the Warriors to Summits 2016 Expedition Series, or to learn more, please visit warriorstosummits.org. Applications will be accepted through March 4th at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What happened to the Denny Zuko I met at the beach?
I do not know. I mean, maybe there's two of us, right? Why don't you take out a missing persons ad? Try the yellow pages. I don't know.
We talk more about than Greece. I find almost every time I turn every day, I hear some reference to Greece in one way or another.
They just did that live version of it on Fox, and it's getting a lot of chatter. But I would say, in the history of musicals, this has to be Chuck or anything else that you can think of.
It's one of the most, certainly right there with the most popular.
Yeah.
I mean, West Side Story is one of my favorites.
Yeah, yeah. All right, John Travolta. As Chuck
Pennsylvania Chuck would say.
All right, crank this up, Richie, from Dreams. You're the one I want.
Cindy, would you want me to ring?
Cindy, I don't know what to say.
Say yes.
Yes. Oh. Okay, this means so much to me. Because I know now that you respect me.
Right.
One more just for fun.
This car could be systematic.
Uh-oh.
Hydromatic.
Uh-oh.
Ultramatic. Woo! Well, I could be Grease Lightning.
Which we can't play on the air.
So, John Travolta is 62 years old today. That's why we're celebrating from Greece. Happy birthday to him. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. We're going to have movie news in just a matter of moments, including a focus on Tom Cruise and Gwyneth Paltrow. That's up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services' next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another $1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another $1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Tom Cruise. Chuck Curry.
I'm Tom Cruise.
Here with Roberta and Richie and I. Well, there is a Tom Cruise quickie here. A lot of attention this week to Tom Cruise supposedly having two faces. There was a report, I think, yesterday on Inside Edition. There have been people on social media that have posted Tom Cruise from 20 years ago and Tom Cruise today. And here's the... Let's say it again, Richie. Let's listen to the audio from Inside Edition.
What happened to Tom Cruise's face? That's what lots of people are asking after the 53-year-old actor appeared at the BAFTAs, the British version of the Oscars. Some thought his face seemed puffy and frozen. Viewers took to social media to express their bewilderment. I see Tom Cruise has gone and bought himself a new face. Tom Cruise looks like he's had his face inflated.
Well, huh? How are you going to inflate your face?
Inflated?
That's important. Inflated, yeah.
I don't know why. Whatever work he's had up until then has worked pretty good, because in the last Mission Impossible movie, I thought the guy, he looked like he was 40. Really?
He's going to be going to the same person whatchamacallit's going to.
Kenny?
Henry Fonda.
Henry Fonda.
Yeah. All right, so Chuck, what's in the movie news bag today?
Actor Kurt Russell officially signing on to play a key role in the sequel to Guardians of the Galaxy, which begins filming shortly. I believe he's going to play Star-Lord's father. That's the Chris Pratt character. Russell, really, career going very, very strong. One of my favorites. Other news, filming begins in the next 2 weeks on the big screen version of Baywatch. Dwayne The Rock Johnson will headline that project. Got to say, I can't really be excited about it. Deadpool star Ryan Reynolds in negotiations to star in a big-budget sci-fi film titled Life. He'll play an astronaut who finds life on Mars. Clearly, that's a direct favor to the big box office of Deadpool, your favorite movie of 2016.
I went to see... I did go to see yesterday after I got done with an appointment. I had a couple of hours, so I decided I would go to the late afternoon matinee of Finest Hours with Chris... Chris Pine. He's a nice, likable kid.
Casey Affleck.
Casey Affleck's in the movie. It's slow, but there's a nice story there, Chucker. It's a good story, a heroic story, and so I think you ought to go see it. It hasn't done great at the box office, but it's a good story for people who like just to go to the movies and have, by golly, a good story without all of the monsters. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.